I walk alone.
End this now.
Fall collection, IKEA.
Ohatmu or Not covers the official handbook of the Marvel Universe Deluxe Edition, an encyclopedia series published from 1985 to 1988 by Marvel Comics. And we cover it with several panelists with little to no knowledge of the Marvel Universe, giving their first impressions of each character, its look, concept, and story. Warning, listener discretion is advised. Ohatmu or Not is a proud member of the Fire and Water Podcast Network. This is your host, Siskoid, and with me today are...
Amélie,
Isabelle,
Natalie,
Elise,
José,
Shotgun.
Nuklo to Olympus.
Nuklo, the son of two superheroes of the 1940s, these being the super-fast Whizzer and the telekinetic Miss America, who took jobs at a nuclear power plant after the war and were irradiated in an accident. The boy, who would become Nuklo, was born highly radioactive. His parents seemed immune, but the government convinced them to put him in a capsule that slowed his aging and drained his excess radiation over time. Well, the paperwork was lost, and the capsule was eventually found and opened by the Avengers. Nuklo was still quite radioactive and had powers to boot, like fissioning into three duplicates, generating blasts of energy, growing to 20 feet, as the included picture where he grabs Iron Man, as well as super strength and invulnerability. The confused mind of a child in an adult body, Nuklo became a dangerous monster rampaging through New York. He has since been cured of his condition, but not of his super strength and toughness. He passed his high school equivalencies and is now working at a service station. So he's gone from disoriented and misguided berserker to relatively normal person trying to have an ordinary life.
Don't you hate it when bureaucracy fails you?
Yeah.
So when you say he was cured, do you mean...
of his radioactivity.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And then he... like, matured as one normally does.
I mean, he's got his high school diploma.
That's more than some.
Yes. Honestly, I am proud of him. Because that's a hell of a weird childhood.
And in this capsule, was he asleep?
Yeah, that's what I was...
Or was he conscious that he's randomly in a capsule?
It slowed his life, so I don't think he was conscious.
Hopefully.
I hope not. I hope not. I think he would have been more messed up when he came out.
Oh, how did he eat in the capsule?
You don't need to because your whole system is in stasis. You're slowed down. It's like the people sleeping in Alien.
No, it's like a... It's
your
like
favorite movie, probably.
It's like a caterpillar. It just like, you know, it's there. Doing nothing much.
Yeah, but a caterpillar eats a bunch of leaves and,
yeah, and then digests itself.
Yeah, but like... he doesn't eat for a long while, and he was just like, you know, there for a long while. He was fine. I don't know. He had a big meal before going.
There's probably some element of like a feeding.
Yeah, I could believe
thing. An IV. I just can't see Mr. Clean.
How does he poop?
He doesn't.
He probably doesn't ingest much, so he doesn't need to.
He created a plug and...
ew.
Please never do that again.
Like a bear before it hibernates.
Yes, absolutely.
I never thought of bears not pooping.
Yeah, that's how they do it.
Huh.
They do a plug?
Yeah. Yes.
Of like...
shut up.
Yeah, no, no, seriously. Of like twigs and just like sap.
Oh, twigs! That's horrible.
That's their way.
That's the way they do it.
This is the way.
Okay, so bears aside, when he turns like giant, does he also turn yellow, or is it just misprint?
I think he was. This is like the monstrous form. This is what he was. Oh. Now we're seeing the retired, inactive Nuklo.
This is the Nuklo
working at the SO.
This is radioactive guy.
Yeah.
He's Mr. Clean's double.
I think he looks like Vin Diesel.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He does kind of look. Yeah. There's something in the face.
Yeah,
100%.
And the traps. Other than having trouble fitting in clothes, does he do anything with his ridiculous size? Like... be in action movies, or...
he works at a service station. Maybe he can lift a car.
Aww, that would be useful.
Because he still has the... he can still lift, press 12 tons.
Hey, Nuklo, The thing that goes up, what's that called? Hydraulic! The hydraulic press is not working! Can you help out?
Yes, I can.
Go grab these tires.
All of them.
What?
Does he still have some of the powers, even if he's cured?
Just the strength and the toughness.
Strength. Oh, okay.
I mean, some superheroes, that's all they got.
Yeah.
Strength and toughness.
That's true.
Boring.
I like the outfit. I like the outfit.
I also like
it. I feel like I would wear this.
Yeah, you would.
It's a good sweater.
His fists are the size of his head.
Yeah,
I mean, they're closer. Yeah. It's perspective.
No, his feet are also big, though. Way.
What gigantic size feet. Shoes? He could be in the NBA.
No, he'd like break the thing. What do you call the thing? We're really good at cars and sports. What do you call the thing?
The behind, basket?
No.
The basketball?
No, the thing behind the thing that you dunk the thing in.
The backboard.
Yes!
The backboard. Yeah.
I can't believe I had that.
I didn't wow. know what you were going on.
I mean, he's too large for me.
He's only 6 foot two.
No, but large.
But he's thick. I feel his thigh would be the size of my torso.
Also, his pants are too short, and it's driving me nuts. Commit to capris or wear longer pants.
I like the there's water in my basement look.
I do not.
That's always how I wear them if I do wear pants.
If I see that, I'm like, put them in the dryer, did ya?
Yes. The answer
is no. Of course. I think this drawing isn't fair, because that's not the face that you make when you work at a service station.
That is true. Well, no one what? Would go.
Maybe it is.
Oh, you know what? Day. He receives the, this costs a leg and an arm. That's the one joke too many had that day.
Yes. And he's like, which arm? And then he punches you.
See, that's fun.
And he works in a really shady part of town.
Oh, yeah.
Does he?
Well, I'm guessing would be useful.
I guess when you get robbed and stuff.
Yeah, he would just like clunk them on the head and no more robber.
He works in Woodstock, New York, so.
I don't know enough about that to say.
I mean, that's where the big show was.
Yes.
Woodstock. Yeah, yes. Does he go by Nuclo now?
Or by
is
Robert?
That, like on his name tag?
That's probably Robert Frank Jr.
Did he ever actually go by this, or it's just that's what people call him?
Yeah, I'm not sure he dubbed himself Nuclo.
Yeah, because
since he was an adult, child, baby, monster.
It's just what they decided. Yeah. It's like, oh.
The media.
Yeah. The media.
The Avengers. Is Nuclo hot or not?
He's a little bit just like a guy.
Like, I don't have any strong
feelings.
Yes,
but some guys may be hot or not.
If I'm honest, not a guy I'm attracted to.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not against this dude. I'm sure he's fine. Not my type of guy.
Agreed. I would like to hold his hand just to laugh at how comically small my hand would be in his hands.
He would just give you a finger for you to hold. Because
I've never done that. That's absurd.
It's not even the look. It's the, like, how old does he feel compared to my age? Like, is he a teenager when I'm
at
the unknown age that I am?
He must feel like he's 20.
So yeah, that's he was in containment for decades, but only aged approximately 12 years.
So when he got out, he was a 12-year-old.
Yeah, but since he's gone to school.
Yeah,
so yeah, but like, happened. Did he just graduate?
No, he got a G. He's older. Like, he holds a steady job.
I'm guessing he's at least, I don't know.
Takes out the garbage.
Emotionally 23.
Anyways, I would have to invest in it.
I feel like so emotionally 23 should be like a brand. Or like a name of.
Emotionally 23 is not good.
No. I know.
No.
I like Forever 21.
Nobody likes you when you're 23.
Yes.
Is that a song?
Oh. Yes.
Nobody likes you when you're 23. Cell phone calls.
What's my age again?
What the hell is an ED?
Yeah, it's my age again. Yeah.
I have a question before I say that. Does he need to work out to keep that body, or is the workout become his only life?
The question is, can he stop?
The question is his personality only working out?
Yeah.
Because that's a no for me.
No, I think
it's the powers.
Yeah, okay. It feels like it's effortless for him. He's just that jacked all the time.
He just wants
this is him
like
at
that.
12.
Very yellow.
Mm. He just woke up like that, and he was like, "Damn,
I'm okay. It's not like a oh my god, I want to meet that guy now, but I'd be fine like meeting him and seeing where that goes."
You know what I want to do? Sleep in one of his shirts. So comfy.
Yeah.
Tepin would like hit him.
Yeah.
One of those 80s cuts.
Boobs just falling out.
Super demanding facial cut. Hopefully it doesn't, like, you know, smell like gasoline.
No, he cleans. He cleans himself. I think he's a great guy.
That's a good sweater. You don't wear like a good sweater. Like a, yeah. I don't shower.
I feel like he's the guy.
Yeah, a yellow one.
I feel like he's the guy that I'm trying to set up with my friends all the time. And no one wants to go out with him, and I don't get why.
Why don't you date him?
He's my friend. It would be weird.
I guess.
I just don't think of him that way. And that's about the time she walked away from me. Nobody likes you when you're 23. And I still wanna lose my bank phone calls. What the hell is call ID? My friends say I should have my age. What's my age again? What's my age again? Oh!
Ah! Oh, I knew it! Oh, when you said the thing that you said.
Yes, just in time for Love and Thunder. Although I doubt Odin is in it since they killed him off in the third movie.
Spoiler alert.
Holy shit.
Odin, the all-father of the Norse gods, father of Thor and adopted father of Loki, god of the skies, and so on. Obviously, you know how it is. Obviously, there are plenty of myths and stories that pertain to Odin, but important ones for comics readers is that he is Thor's father. And he is the one who sent him to Earth to learn a lesson in humility. He also adopted Loki, the child of a defeated enemy, which may have turned out to be a mistake. Odin's primary concern is leading and protecting the Asgardians. Humans are definitely secondary concern. And if spoken to by a human being, he might ignore them. He has been known to organize the gods of other pantheons if joint action is required to save the universe. Like most Asgardians, he's super strong and tough, nearly immortal, and an awesome fighter. He also has magical powers, like sending an image of himself to communicate, travel to other dimensions, create magical weapons, and temporarily absorb the souls of other Asgardians to make himself even more powerful.
Ew, nice.
It's temporary. It's like a...
You mean they're not dead? He's just borrowing the souls?
Yeah, just like everybody like becomes a composite being.
They float away like balloons.
A gestalt.
Their bodies.
That's in a show, though. That's why.
His main weapons are the Odin Spear and a mace called Thrudstock, both made of the same Uru metal as Mjolnir. He rides a flying longboat called Skipbaldnir, which he can shrink into his fist. But he also rides a flying eight-legged horse by the name of Sleipnir.
Where is the horse?
Eight legs?
Yeah. He is normally attended by the raven Munin, who flies through the nine realms and reports back, and two intelligent wolves, Freki and Jerry.
Aww. Yes.
Pictured appearing to Thor and the Warriors Three, leading the troops on horseback, fighting the giant Searcher at his own size, blasting Searcher with magical energy, and posing with his sons.
Where's the horse? He looks four-legged to me.
Yeah, he does look four-legged.
He's very four-legged.
I want all of his things.
I want the transport truck equivalent of a horse, okay?
I have a picture of that horse in a D&D book somewhere with the eight legs.
Let's take a pause.
Not here.
my boyfriend has it tattooed on his arm.
The eight-legged one?
Yeah.
Let's take a pause.
Really?
We'll go to Sharkan's house.
We'll call him over.
Yay, Chunder.
Ha! It's Thor!
Hi, Odin!
Oh my god.
Was it a big one?
I don't know if you guys heard that, but we just got thunder.
Thunder!
So that's crazy.
But that's the thunder god. This one is the sky god, I guess.
Yeah,
I mean, it's kind of... He
fathered the Lord.
He fathered the lightning, yeah.
Yeah, so... Sup?
And so he's sending us a message. I better be hot.
You're hot. You're very hot. Hot, 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 hot.
Yeah, I love this. I love this vibe. It's just that fucking cool vibe.
Yeah.
You know he's a great king because he has a complete menagerie.
If Aladdin taught me anything. Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I like the boat that he can grab in his hand. That's a fun time.
Yeah, that's just, like, cool.
I want that.
Imagine you just, like, have it in your house, like, oh, we need to go to the beach or whatever. Oh, let me just bring my boat.
A flying boat, yeah.
Okay,
cool. Okay, even better. A stupid example.
Why not? You can still float.
Can you magic all my stuff like that? I have chronic back pain. I don't want to lift anything ever again.
You can put your back in his little hand. Little hand. He's probably got a massive hand.
Yes, he probably has a pretty big hand.
Can you be in the boat with him?
When he shrinks it?
No, but when it's big, do other people ride the boat?
Yeah.
And if so, what happens if they're still in it when he shrinks it? Do they become tiny?
I don't think he does that.
Oh.
I think he's smart and a good king and makes sure that everyone evacuates properly. Mm-hmm.
There should be
like a stewardess?
Yeah, be like a stewardess for the boat. Like, the exits are here, here, and here.
If no, you will shrink.
Some Valkyrie with the...
Well, it would be similar than in Aladdin, where he says, like, emergency exits are here, everywhere.
Yeah.
How tall is he compared to us? Is he huge among us?
Oh, he weighs a lot.
6'9".
Whoa!
Pretty big.
I know they weigh a lot.
6'50".
Yeah, because they're like, Asgardians are like, third. Massive.
I wonder, what does the beard smell like?
That's a strange mead. Question.
Why? Probably mead.
I don't know, I'm just like, I
mean. Winter.
Oh.
You see, in my mind, I was like sandalwood, you know, traditional men's smell.
In my mind, this man smells like all the men's scents and the Bath and Body Works.
But like, it's just balanced. Old Spice.
Yeah, he's an Old Spice man.
But like, perfectly balanced, and it's not too strong. It's just like perfect, like, yum.
I will say, though, that beard looks fake. Oh, God, yes.
Yeah.
He brushes it.
No, but it's because it connects too much. Like, yeah. The hair is too long with the beard. It doesn't make, like, there's not a clear indication of where it is.
Does it look better in other...
I'm a mole Santa Claus.
Yeah.
Does it look better in other pics? You got also, like, a range of costumes.
It's just so high.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, it's very high.
In the one with Thor and Loki, he looks like that movie... Oh.
Oh, with the Santa Claus?
No. I love this man. I can't think of his name right now.
Miracle on 39?
Oh, do you mean the...
Tim Allen? He's also in The Thing.
Oh, you mean, I'm so... That's so sad, because I know exactly what you mean, but I don't know the answer.
This is absurd.
Our audience does.
Yeah, it's
you like him, too. Yeah. I think you know who I'm talking about. You're just not saying it.
It was The Thing, and he played late Santa. All right,
they're talking about Kurt Russell.
Yes!
In this one, he looks like Santa Kurt Russell, which is a hot... A look... I misspoke because that's what I was going to say. It's a look that I find really hot. Kurt Russell as that Santa Claus is great. And this is more that vibe. I think in this image, it's a little more flowy. And like the main image, it's a little too stiff.
It feels like it's just over his mouth.
It looks like he used a straightener.
Yeah, that's the problem because like beard hair and hair is very different in texture, and you can't see that difference in the main picture at all. It just looked like
it's he better. Has
hair all over his face.
Yeah,
it looks like when I had long hair and would make a beard with my
hair. It's fun, eh? I do it not all the time.
Is this part of his helmet, like the little wings, or is it in his back? What is it?
I think it's part of the helmet.
Because there's a head on his helmet. So I'm wondering if it's supposed to be like a dragon, a crow.
It looks like an armadillo.
Now that you said dragon, I'm like, yes, I see it 100%.
Is the outfit like traditional?
It's amazing.
Like, is that
what Asgardians wear for real, Mike?
With the Norse.
Yeah.
That is my...
No. Yeah, I'm not asking if real Odin wears this.
Well, real Northmen probably had their own ideas of what Odin looked like. Walt Simonson, the artist on all the Thor stuff that we've seen, has his own particular style. So you'll recognize Balder or... Mm-hmm. Any of those big entries,
Better Ray Bill.
Enchantress, Better Ray Bill. There's a certain style, which is not historical.
Yeah, because it kind of looks a little Japanese.
Yeah, we've seen that in other ones as well.
It's very samurai.
That's kind of why I was asking. It was like, are they just making up a culture, or is this like, did they Google it for 10 minutes? And
then for a lot of Northmen, Odin was more of a figure in the Germanic tribes. Mm. I'm sure Gene Hendricks is going to come in and smash my theory, but I've been reading about this parallel in other things. So Woden is more of a Germanic god, and Thor was the big ass god. Thor was the god for a lot of Vikings, and then those cultures kind of migrated together, merged together, and then Odin somehow found himself at the head of this pantheon. You know, father of Thor, but Thor was still the principal god.
Like Mary and Jesus.
Well, that's kind of interesting because it's more of like a Christian hierarchy kind of thing. Because that's kind of how Christians...
Yeah,
like,
but the Greeks do that as well.
Yeah, a lot of pantheons have a like father. That's like a common thing. Yeah.
They have to have one main one.
Or older gods and then younger gods. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Does he have a lady friend?
Frigga.
Oh.
Yeah.
Who we saw in the A's under Asgardians.
It's just a fun name. I've always found.
So, yes, he had a wife.
Had...
Has? It depends. Like, in the movies, Odin is dead.
And Frigga.
And so Frigga is dead as well. So it's has.
Thor
had.
Is very, as a tragic story.
Yeah, like. Thor is sad.
But how long does a god stay dead?
But I wonder what kind of papa he was, other than teaching him a hard lesson by sending him to Earth. But like, when Thor was a toddler, was he like a play with pretend I'm a lion, or just like...
I have business to attend.
I think the betrayal was like a good father, but it's also like a warrior culture. Yeah. So,
my impression was he's like a good supportive dad, but also he's raising a son for a purpose.
Who is going to be a king?
Yes.
And Thor was sort of the goofy party boy.
Expectations.
Yes.
Because the punishment in the comics is way worse.
Oh.
Thor is not just sent to Earth. He's transfigured into a lame human.
Oh, no.
And by lame, I mean he needs a cane.
He's not Chris.
Okay.
He would not be Chris Hemsworth.
Oh, my God.
He becomes Don Blake, a doctor, but also someone who is, like, physically impaired. And then, eventually, Don Blake finds a stick. And then he's in trouble, so he hits the stick on something, and it turns into the hammer, and he turns into Thor. Oh. And for a long time, it's a secret identity kind of thing, where Thor has to smash the... Like, he's walking around with a cane, with a stick, and then the stick can become the hammer and becomes Thor. So there's like a... In his other identity, he's a human being, and not at all physical, and then that's Thor.
Oh, I like how they included that, well, that quotation mark, in Ragnarok, where Mjolnir is... an umbrella. Like
yeah, it's turned into something.
It can turn it into other
That's
things.
That's much better.
I feel like...
it's really creative.
I love how you just muttered that under your breath. I'm not even sure if people could hear it at home.
It's fine.
Better than Superman.
I picture his personality like Zeus from Disney's Hercules.
Me? I was imagining, like, Trident of the Mermaid.
I think similar.
A lot of like old men with beards.
Yeah. They're
like a lot of nipples.
Soft men, but they get really angry.
Yep, that sounds about right.
Is Odin hot or not?
But I just said he reminds me of my dad, Mike. Please give me like 30 seconds or something.
So this outfit
out of my mind.
Look at this sexy cape.
No, I'll say that
my dad had a cape when he was a hippie.
I really like the posture. Like, I think it's a good school picture compared to the other ones where it's just static. This one has movement. I really like it. I love generally how it's portrayed in the movies. I'm not a fan of the beard, the way it's drawn, but I have to give him a hot anyway.
Who plays him in the movies again?
Anthony Hopkins.
Oh, I can't find him hot.
I sure can. Hot.
Anthony Hopkins. I also think hot.
Yeah,
I love this.
Cool vibe, cool stance, cool, hot.
I've forgotten what he can do.
Everything. He's a god.
Everything.
Yeah, okay, like, that's why I can't
He's like the god of gods.
I very much would like to have his approval, please.
Yeah, you don't want to go back home and be hit by lightning tonight.
No.
I just wish he had more fur on. I feel like there should be more fur.
Oh, yeah. Oh, like, okay.
Yeah, okay, like on his clothes, not...
Yeah. Yeah, no, yeah. No, he has a beard, okay? He's
got like, what? How much more do you want?
He does have a lot of hair on his stomach, though, and the chest.
Does he?
Probably. In my mind, he does. Yeah, which I'm okay with.
Hairy dude.
It turned white.
That's...
Huh.
That's fine.
That's lovely.
I just never thought of that.
I like chest hair.
I believe one of my three chest hairs is white.
Ooh, congratulations.
You are unworthy of these realms, unworthy of your title! You're unworthy!
Oh, it went from really good Matt. To really bad.
My favorite.
Matt. We love Matt.
Oh, I forgot to mention, we're done with the ends.
Yeah.
Oh,
shit,
yeah.
Oh, jeez.
Welcome to Win Entry. We're going to talk too much about...
Olympia. In a hidden valley somewhere in northern Greece, Olympia is the principal city of the Eternals on Earth. It is made undetectable by humans, thanks to some cloaking device. It was built after their original city, Titanos, was destroyed by the previous generation of Eternals, conducting dangerous experiments with cosmic energy. There are two other cities, Polaria in Siberia, and Oceania in the Pacific. And, of course, many Eternals choose to live among humans. The Hall of Ascent in the middle can actually levitate to raise the Tower of the Unimind when Eternals combine their forces. As we've seen in the movie, they do it without the building. And, you know, at the end, they all merge.
Okay.
They merge their energies in the movie. Mm-hmm. Anyway, they have a building for that in the comics.
Wow.
At this point in Marvel history, the Eternals have gone into space and abandoned their cities.
Oh, that's why there's so many empty things.
But those that remain still use Olympia as a meeting place.
I think it's Oceania.
Oceania.
Like ocean.
But there's an extra I in there.
No, there isn't.
But it's like ocean. Oceania. Did you type it wrong?
Maybe I typed it wrong.
Maybe. I just don't want... I just don't want Oceania. The people to get Oceania. You in the comments.
It's Oceania and Oceanic.
So Oceania.
Yeah,
in any case, this one's Olympia.
It really makes it sound like a place in the U.S.
Oceania.
Yeah.
Yeah, there should be
I think
like
just
a...
because of like Montana, you know what I mean?
Alabama.
Yeah. Oceania. I can imagine that would be a place.
What are deviants again?
Deviants are the people who are all born with different mutations and they're
that
the
they
enemies.
Have the Therogen
of...
mist?
No, that's no. The Inhumans.
Okay, you know, stop
deviants
stop mutating people. Okay?
Deviants are born ugly babies.
Oh.
Inhumans have normal babies, and then they put them in the mists to give them powers or mutations.
Do we like the Deviants?
I think the Deviants were the villains of the Eternals.
I see.
What is the Spire of the Third Host?
Whatever it's you want it to
the
be.
Mountain.
Okay.
I do appreciate that they have games field.
Insulting how the swimming center is tiny.
Yes, I also don't like that. But I guess the Forgotten One like the swimming because it's right next to it.
And it's huge.
I must be hungry because I read Domino's Complex. And then I read Secondary Pizza.
It makes you feel better. I also read Secondary Pizza. And what was the other one I like butchered in my mind?
Then I will invite you to the banquet hall.
Nice.
Oh, Mead was the Spire of the Third Moist. I was like, my dyslexia is like not having it today, just everywhere.
You know, the Hall of Memory is real small.
And no one wants to go in there. I wouldn't want, I'm sure they use that for shit, whatever, but like, I don't want to go in a Hall of Memory. For myself, at least.
It's probably a museum.
It depends.
Is it?
It depends what it looks like. I'm kind of imagining it like, I guess kind of like Cerebro, but really the image that I was thinking of was like in Frozen 2 when she's like in those caves and she's just like looking at memories from the past and it's really traumatic. That's kind of how I imagine it would be in there.
I was imagining.
But maybe not. Maybe it's not personal. It's just historical. I don't know.
You see, I was going personal as well. I was thinking a bit like... in Harry Potter when he puts the head in the water.
Pansy, yeah.
Yes.
But, like, I would like to think that maybe
you know, they're gods, so maybe they have a filing system where it's like pleasant thoughts only, please. So you can go through those pleasant thoughts and not go through the trauma and horrible things of childhood.
I have a very important question.
You go.
There's a secondary plaza. But there are no...
There's a main plaza.
Where?
Plaza.
Oh, right there! Oh,
where the cube of defiance was once stored. Whatever a cube of defiance is.
Never mind.
Deviance?
Probably that I read the main pizza.
Cube, but is it, what's a cube of deviance?
Prison?
Oh, in the main plaza?
You know what? I prefer a secondary plaza. It's right next to the amphitheater. Let's go.
Here's the forgotten one.
Yes.
We saw him.
Did we?
Yeah, he looked like a big Hercules type guy with a little skirt. And everybody said they would forget him.
Yes, we did.
And we did.
Yes.
What? How come he has his quarters and no one else has quarters?
Probably because he's the only one left there. Everyone left.
No, man. There's Eternals residents.
Guys, where did everyone go?
Eternals residents is part of the big...
He's having like a complex. Home Alone movie over here.
Okay.
So they probably all live together, but then Forgotten One is...
Everything is named like it's a fantasy novel.
Well, that's how you do it in the god world.
Just Spire of the Third Host. Everything is just like something of the something. Just exactly.
And then there's
like
Makari's Garage.
Yeah, I appreciate they have an amphitheater. Yeah, just in case. Like maybe
very Greek.
I wish we could like book it and do shows.
Yeah. But we can't see them because we can't see this.
I know.
I take exception with the entry because there's no... I mean, under Eternals, you kind of saw the city in the big background kind of stuff, but I do hate it when they show there's just a map and there's no picture of it. So you don't have an actual... Like, you know where stuff is, but not what stuff looks like.
It's very 2D.
I like to imagine designs like this, like they're the You're Here posters.
Yes. Mm.
Which makes me laugh where there's like, wrecked by deviants, not rebuilt.
That's
probably why they abandoned it, because the power plant is dead.
Hmm. No, it's because they went to the place.
Oceania?
Space.
This is the final frontier.
I was going to say space, and then I thought, that's stupid. It's probably not space.
It was space.
It was space.
It was space. But why are Greek gods going to space?
You know, Space Zeus. I'd watch that.
Space Zeus?
Well, there's all this other family of Eternals who live on Titan.
All right, Eternals. The tall ones.
Those are Celestials.
So the Eternals are not tall?
No. They're just Eternals.
They look like us.
They look like people.
Wasn't there...
Are they like super skinny or something?
No, they look like people. No, do you remember the guy with that had race cars? That's one of them.
Race cars?
Just like us!
Was it Bill?
What are you talking about?
We've seen plenty of them. Makari, Icarus, Sybil.
Icarus not!
Remember Sybil? She lives in the wood but has like the most revealing outfit ever?
Yes.
Okay. Them. I mean, they're the ones that I always say was mistaken for Makari, mistaken for Mercury.
Right. Because they're not actually. Gods?
They're not real gods. They're just long-lived...
And...
Aliens?
They're kind of like...
Is it that they don't interfere in humans, or is that the Celestials again?
No, the Celestials definitely interfere.
Okay, so the Eternals don't interfere.
They just interfere with the Deviants, basically.
I saw that movie and I still have no idea what's going on.
At least that's what the movie taught me.
Yeah.
Basically, they're there to protect the planet from the Deviants, but that's it. They're not doing anything else.
Okay, and who are the third people?
The Inhumans.
Inhumans.
And are they related to any of these in any way?
In the comics, the Celestials created all of them. All of these species were all created by Celestial interference.
I'll make you cue cards.
I think Elise is having a breakdown.
It's the Marvel Universe.
I have a question. What makes it a swimming center and not just a pool?
Diving boards?
You know what I hope? I hope they have like those big pirate ships that you can ride.
Okay, hot. I want to go hot.
Okay, shotgun sort of foregrounded by question.
Yes, we need to move forward.
Olympia, hot or not?
It's hard to know from this. Like, this looks
quite boring.
Okay, hold on. Is there an E? Did they do a building with an E because it's Eternals?
Oh, God.
Did they do that? Because that's about to get a knot from me.
I don't know what that is. That's not even marked what it is.
It's part unless of it's the all hall part of, memory.
Of the Hall of Mystery. Of Mystery, yeah. The Hall of Memory.
You know what? That would be more fun.
The Hall of Mystery.
Yeah. I can't believe there's an E. Ugh,
there is an E.
Get out of here.
Olympia broke me.
I guess it's just fine. It's fine. I have no opinions on this.
You can spend a week in here. There's a pool. There's no power, but I mean, there's that candles. Also,
why is everything like geometrical shapes and then this residence is like blah, 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 blah?
Yeah, the architecture of this is bizarre.
I'm sure we've stayed in worse places.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah.
You see, me, it's abandoned for a reason. Not.
That's now, right. If there was a Domino's complex,
if this was a food court,
it does kind of look like a food court. Yeah. Well, it gives me that vibe.
But what makes it a Domino's complex and not just a Domino's?
There's more than there's one five Domino's. You can get Domino's pizza. You can play Domino's.
Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah.
There's that Ben with Domino's.
You know what's never saved the planet? Your sarcasm.
Well, let's sing Greece for the next one. It's Olympian gods and Olympus. We're gonna do them together.
We're doing them together.
Okay, that makes sense. Okay,
yeah, fine.
The Greek pantheon is one of the better known, but only Hercules, Ares, and Zeus, I think, get their own entries. So let's look at the others in quarter page, one by one. Note also a couple of shots of the gods chilling on Olympus, and picture diagrams and a map of this mythical city that, though you could climb Mount Olympus in Greece to reach it, is actually in another dimension surrounded by the void of space.
Nice.
We'll look at the city at the end, but first the gods. You'll note the names are a mix of Greek and Roman, as per whatever the writers were doing at the time, I guess. It is what it is. Let's not go into too much detail, friends. But first we have Apollo.
Great thigh gap.
God of light. Great musician. A master archer who shines with light and rides a sun chariot. He's vain but charming and would rather play and wench than look to his godly duties.
Too pretty.
I like to think I'm a little bit vain but charming.
I feel like he's like doing a duck face.
He looks, but well, I think he's singing, but yes.
No, he's blowing kisses.
I like that he's playing an instrument.
The harp?
That's pleasant.
Or is it a lute?
I have very little to say about him.
It's a lyre.
Is
a
lyre. Is completely does this dude take the lyre out at the campfires?
Oh, no.
No.
I feel like he would, yes.
He would. And he'd be like, not as good I as sing he so well.
Okay, here's Wonderwall.
No. He's like, let me show you my new piece, and it's fucking 20 minutes.
Yeah. I'll say that.
Prague lyre.
Looking at the thighs, this guy suffers of chafing.
Oh, yeah.
And he has a good butt, though.
Yeah, he probably does.
Mm-hmm. His face looks like how I imagine Julius Caesar.
Yes. There's a very big
blowing kisses
Caesar vibe.
There's something about the hair in the face. I don't know.
He's got good hair.
Meh.
It is blonde, but it's a good cut.
I don't understand the sort of thong situation. Like, I know it's a diaper. I know it's longer to the side, but it really looks just like a thong visually.
I think it's just bad coloring.
And it looks like a diaper.
It's to point to the penis.
Mm. Yeah. And
the knee pads are weird.
The knee pads are hella weird.
They really make me think of Bejeweled. Do you guys remember that game?
Oh, I thought you were talking about like bejeweling a jean jacket.
No, that's bedazzling.
Bedazzling, I'm sorry.
It's the game where you had to like connect jewels together and they all kind of look like that.
Next up is Artemis, goddess of the hunt, vowed long ago to keep her virginity and purity forever. The only men that interest her are hunters and archers, but professionally.
What do you mean professionally?
Well, she still has vowed to keep her virginity.
She's competition.
She's not out there looking for a relationship.
Good for you, Artemis.
Mm-hmm. Also, tying up your hair in the front like that, that's a power move.
It really is.
I thought it was a hood.
I am loving what the fabric is doing to her boobies.
Yeah, the vibe is great. Like,
she
the
looks
outfit.
Great.
I don't like it very much. I find that I've
read or seen other illustration that has better outfits, and I find this one very womp womp.
It's okay, she doesn't want you to find her hot.
It's not even hot, it's interesting, or like sometimes they have, I don't know.
The hair in the front of the face is not interesting to you?
No.
Well, it's practical. Sometimes you can just lift it and boom, moustache.
I don't know. I am underwhelmed.
Look, maybe sometimes she needs to like Robin Hood and be in a costume and pretend and then win an archery contest. Yeah. Well, she's prepared. Go. Just makes a moustache.
You gotta be prepared when you're in battle. Mm-hmm.
Athena, the goddess of wisdom and war, is the one who helped the Greeks in the Trojan War. She's the most brilliant Olympian and an expert in everything, academics as much as martial skills. She's calm and rational in contrast to most gods who are tempestuous.
She's gorgeous.
I was going to say she's just like me until you did that calm and rational thing.
It's interesting, though, that she's the goddess of war and she's the one that's...
It's war and wisdom, which I find an interesting...
Because Ares is the god of war, but she's the god of wisdom in war, sort of. That's one way to say it.
Yeah. That's interesting. Yeah. See?
She doesn't do no preemptive wars.
The Greeks had it right. You need the level-headed woman in there.
Beautiful.
I feel like her outfit is a little bit cheerleader. Sailor Moon.
It is a little bit like... We're cheerleading and our school mascot is like...
Trojans or something, yeah.
But now that you say Sailor Moon, it specifically reminds me of the villain.
Yeah.
I can't remember the name, but yes.
She seems like she has really good hair.
Is it really blue? I hope it's blue.
Blonde.
They say blonde. It may be a misprint.
Oh!
It needs to be
dark.
Is
it not hair that we're looking at?
No, I think it's just a misprint.
Okay. Well, that's a bummer.
Well, I thought it should be black, but okay.
Did they use her a lot? Because those boots are hard to draw.
Yeah, they're so ornate. Mm. It's covers. They're like armor.
Yeah, you're right.
They do look like soccer pads, though.
You can see behind that it's like those, like...
Yeah, it's...
You know,
gladiator sandals.
It's a shin guard.
A shin guard, yeah.
In high school, she wouldn't be a cheerleader. She'd be playing soccer.
Oh, yeah.
Or field hockey.
Or rugby.
Yes.
She'd be rugby. I like her.
Same.
Dionysus, god of wine and revelry.
Love him.
He's a hedonist who can make vines grow magically and prefers to surround himself with mortals in a perpetual party. He thinks the other gods are crashing boars.
Love him.
I think he needs to grow the fuck up.
You gotta stop being a crashing boar.
This is the grown-up version because Dionysus, in like the early days, was like an Adonis. Full muscles, etc. But then later on in life, he finds a cool groove.
He finds the joy in life.
Is it just me, or does it look like... I don't remember the name of the character, but the guy in the chair in Spider-Man.
Oh, yes, I do. I get what you mean.
He has that same, I don't know, it's the smile or something.
Yes.
I can't remember his name.
Ned,
yes.
I mean, it's fine to have fun regularly, but I feel like this guy does not take out the trash.
I feel like he's a fun time till you're like, all right, that's enough. And then he, like, fucks with you. He, like, betrays you.
He's like the frat boy that never grew up.
I don't know. I feel like he would just, like, move on and be like, all right, we'll go party with them.
Yeah. Yeah, but meanwhile, your place is a mess.
Yeah. Well, it's gonna be fine.
You're among gods. Surely someone will clean it for you, or like just magically cleans itself.
Well, he is a god. Maybe it does.
Yeah, maybe he cleans it by magic.
Yeah.
You know what his outfit looks like? It looks like, you know, in The Little Mermaid.
Yes.
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 Yes, I recently watched it, and I agree.
And I am watching Avatar now, and I was like, it's the colors of the air nomads, and it's Little Mermaid.
I do like that he looks a little messy, because I feel like that fits the vibe, where he's like a little disheveled. Straight partying. He's a party dude.
I feel like he smells worse than you'd think.
Probably.
Yeah, probably.
Again, he's a god. I don't think he smells.
He probably smells like beer.
Yeah, wine,
I guess, and you're right.
Mead?
Sure. He's a god of the vine, so...
But yeah.
Yes, you're right.
It's gotta be wine. Hephaestus, god of the forge, is an industrious god who spends all his time in the workshop. He's married to Venus, but prefers not to spend time with her.
Ah!
Pass.
Fuck you.
Oh my god.
Well, we'll get to her.
Okay, I mean, does she suck? Because otherwise...
Well, isn't she the goddess of love?
Yes.
Right, yes. Next
or
here.
Sex.
Well then, jeez. Anyway, go ahead.
Hephaestus, well, that's all I had to say. Hephaestus is the god of the forge.
Well, he should have forged a better relationship.
Ha! It says that's right. He separated those. It's not just that he's like, right. In his workshop it. The whole time. They're actually separated.
I'm kind of into the hair beard situation.
It's very like I'm in the 70s and I'm in a movie.
Yeah. You know he's separated because he's looking at Hera.
I mean, I don't blame him, but anyway. I don't like him. Thank
what
you,
What does
Nick.
He forge?
Weapons
oh.
Armor.
Oh, of course, yeah.
I like that version in the movie, though. It was one of the fun ones.
What movie?
Is it in Eternals?
No, that would be an Eternal. These are the Greek gods. These are the real ones.
Well, isn't there an Hephaestus in
Festus.
Festus, ah.
He's in the bees.
Mistakenly.
He was
mistaken for this guy.
However, he was in the movie Fantasia.
He's the weapon maker of
the gods.
Yeah. But I feel like he's also just building like custom tiny weapons just to say that he can. Like he's a miniature hobbyist.
What is like their day to day life like?
Party.
No, he forges.
But like, are
no,
they,
but
like,
look, I mean, look at both pictures.
Who are
it's
they fighting?
Either boring meeting or party.
Who are they fighting?
They don't have to fight anyone.
But they must, right?
Oh, I'm not familiar enough with the stories.
Yeah, I don't know either. I genuinely don't know.
Oh, the other god, the Greek god that's not here is Pluto.
Mm.
Hades or whatever, but I think he's Pluto in
the
Marvel
Universe. Yeah, like, fight Hades?
Like the people in the... Yeah, could be.
They eat fruit and they drink honey and they have sex.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
So I just there's a lot of war in these people. That's why it's confusing.
You know what it is? They look at the Earth and they sort of like play Sims with us.
Mm-hmm.
And that's like, entertaining.
Let's do this and see what happens. And they're like, oh shit.
Hera, the queen of Olympus and goddess of marriage and childbirth. As the wife of Zeus, she's bitter and vengeful about his famous adultery and has often tried to kill Hercules for that reason. So they've used her more as like a villain.
Hercules isn't hers?
Okay, no. But she's also...
No. He's a half-god, so...
Oh, yeah. I thought it's because he drank the little potion.
That very Disney.
All the Greek heroes are like kids of Zeus something.
There's like this story where Zeus like gives birth out of his thigh or something.
Oh, no, that's his real kids. When he banged mortals...
Yeah. Like
in various guises,
yeah.
They had kids that were then not...
He was a cow once, wasn't he? I feel like he was a cow
He was a bull.
Once.
He was a swan.
Probably a bull. Yeah.
He was a swan.
Yeah.
Lead on the swan. So he was a swan. And gave birth to Castor and Pollux.
Didn't he lose his dick? It fell in the water, became a clamshell, and Lady Pretty came out of it.
That's Cronos.
That makes more sense.
The dads and moms of the gods.
Yeah, the creation.
Okay, that makes more sense.
Okay, but
anyways.
Also, she's not only Zeus' wife, she's also his
sister.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
I mean, honestly, if I was forced to marry my brother, I'd be vengeful.
Yeah.
Be bitter.
I feel like the vibe of this, like, the outfit and the pose is, like, very, like, Instagram. Yeah, she's got a beach club life.
I went to like Florida in the 80s.
Yeah.
It is a little like, oh yeah, you're gonna do that to me, I'm gonna look as good as I fucking possibly can, and you're gonna regret it.
She's a real housewife.
Yes.
Oh my god, I would love to see a version of the Real
Housewives. Real Housewives of Olympus?
That would be crazy. And like, this dude would just be drunk the whole time. Like, it would be wonderful.
They're always trying to set up Artemis. She's like, no.
I'm not interested.
Let's go. I want to see that.
Yeah, there's a messy divorce between Venus and...
The faces.
The confessionals would be so good.
Hermes is the god of trade, wealth, luck, fertility, medicine, sleep, language, thieves, and travel.
Jesus!
Jeez.
But he's best known as the messenger of the gods, using his winged sandals to run or fly anywhere in record time. He's the god of so many things because he is so well-traveled.
Oh,
to be honest.
No, he's fine.
They look like winged ballet slippers.
They are.
Very much do. But that feels like when you just like keep delegating to the same person.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, who's going to take care of that? Oh, I don't know. Give it to Hermes. I don't know. He can do that, right? He's well traveled.
He knows what to do.
Nobody else leaves.
No, true.
He's master of sleep. That's great.
Mm. Oh, I like to think we would cuddle together in bed and have the best naps, always waking up refreshed and perfectly awake.
And
love
then,
it.
Then you can like travel and bring you places.
Oh, yeah.
Fly while napping. Love it. Like, that's great.
I'm in.
I like them.
I'm in.
I even like the wings. I like it when there's wings on people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but they're tiny. But
are they on their shoes or are they on him?
That's just the headband.
Shoes.
It's still kind of.
Well, that must be noisy. Do those wings flap? Because like
not the ones on his head.
No, it's just the one on his feet. So this is just part of his helmet.
This is honestly, just like an Asterix kind of.
Does it like float around or does it like top heavy and he just sort of flies?
Aerodynamics of like small wings make no sense.
I believe he runs in the air.
We had this discussion like 3 episodes
because they keep doing it.
Somebody else had
wings. No, they weren't little wings. They were like fins or something.
No, they were wings. But they were underwater.
Underwater wings. Well, that makes sense.
Yes, indeed.
Well, I do think it's cute and in some ways, frankly, much more practical as a partner because if the person has huge wings, that must be a little annoying. At least this is kind of out of the way.
Yeah, is they're not. They're like on his skin, right?
On the shoes.
No, they're on the slippers.
Oh, okay. So he's not, the wings aren't on him.
So you know you can borrow them.
Oh, nice.
If you fit,
holy shit!
Fit them.
Can anyone can fly them?
In the DC universe,
do you need a license?
In the DC universe, this is what makes Wonder Woman fly. They don't have wings, but it's these shoes
specifically.
Hermes' shoes. So speaking of Nemarita, Neptune, the god of the seas. This is also the vengeful dude who lost Ulysses out at sea in the Odyssey. He's just about the only Olympian god who still has worshippers, thanks to Atlantis.
He is fucking sexy.
Yeah, except that diaper.
Too much.
Is that an owl on his belt?
An owl? Oh, it does look like an owl.
Oh.
And maybe an owl. Isn't there a connection to that? Mm-hmm. I thought the owl was more like a Athena's thing.
I love the fact that the thing behind his head looks like a webbed thing.
Yes.
That's such a good idea.
It's a good detail.
It's so good.
And I like the trident. Like, we've seen so many different options. Like, I know there's part of mine that's kind of missing. Oh, you too.
No, yeah, it's
print. But I don't know. It looks nice.
It does look like a kick-ass trident.
Yeah.
But shiny. But he polished this.
Yeah, he does. Mm-hmm. He's very proud.
Those are good boots.
I still can't get over that diaper.
Everything except the diaper part is good.
Well, basically, he can't wear, like, a skirt like the others because he's underwater, so it will float. He has to have something that he can attach.
Good call. Otherwise, penis out.
I have no problem with that. I feel like it shouldn't be this loose, though. It should be tighter, because when you're swimming...
Like and then
it just sort of, like...
Yeah, it would really diaper real fast in the water, but, like, a Speedo vibe.
Yeah, this dude with the Speedo, but still that belt. Yeah.
Sexy.
Yeah, I'd take him with a Speedo over that.
Next up is Venus. The goddess of love and beauty, also known as Aphrodite. The reason she's Venus here is because the comics once made her a superhero running around our world as Venus. It's more catchy, maybe? I don't know. She loves to be fawned over, but also takes an interest in assisting forlorn lovers find happiness.
So you mean forlorn lovers like...
Romeo and Juliet.
Okay.
Forlorn. Gotcha.
So not like people that... She dumped and is trying to set up.
Why did they break up?
He was terrible in bed.
I think they're toxic. I think they're a toxic relationship. Because he's all about the work. He's like a god of work.
Mm.
And she's a goddess of pleasure, like flirtation.
How did they meet and think this was a good idea then?
It may have been an arranged marriage.
Oh, poor thing.
Or they were like, you complete me.
Vomit.
And then they're like, oh no.
But I do like her dress. Like,
oh, yeah.
Like,
I would wear that to bed and sleep so well.
I was about to say, like, I wear, like, the big muumuus in bed. So I'm like, this would be, like, the summer edition.
That's you know, like it's really tight when you can see moment. The building.
I think it's pretty sheer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, it was so nice to sleep in the summer.
It's very nightgowny, I agree, though. I like that.
It's a good look.
She definitely is gorgeous.
Yes. Yeah.
She's very sexy.
Those hips. Those
but hair. I'm glad she's not, like, super naked, though.
Mm. Yeah.
This is almost, like, more enticing than being completely naked.
Yeah, agreed.
Because you can totally imagine her behind the curtain.
And then there's Vesta.
Yes, please.
Goddess of the hearth. Thinks of herself as semi-retired, but continues to be interested in earthly domestic lifestyles.
She's the Martha Stewart of the Olympians.
Yeah, she's the goddess of the home.
Is she like, or is that, that's what you're going to do with that? I don't know.
I really like her appearance.
She looks very 60s to me. I don't like the hair.
I was about to say, I like the hair. It's very Princess Leia.
Yeah. Honestly, I think it's very different. That it's something we've never really seen. I like it a lot.
I don't know how to say this. It kind of looks like it's a traditional costume of something.
Yeah, it's like... Yeah.
Like a country that I don't know.
Well, it feels a bit Norse, maybe?
So, I mean, it's a little more Norse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The belt feels a little bit Norse.
I mean, it must be, because, I mean...
I don't feel like they'd have such short skirts.
The hair reminds me of... Is it Holland?
Mm. Yeah, like, I feel like... This could be part, like, of a celebration.
Yeah.
Like a traditional sort of...
Latvian...
Especially with the big veil.
Mm-hmm. It also veil kind of, and the hair.
It also kind of feels like someone who's celebrating Christmas in, like, a really warm climate.
Yeah. Also, yeah.
The boots kind of look like cowboy boots, though.
I hate them.
She's single. She was never married.
Have you met Hephaestus?
Please, no.
Even though she's the goddess of the home. I find that
interesting.
It's work-life balance.
I feel like I would make a fruit platter, and then she'd be like, but if you arrange it this way, it can be a horsey. And I'd be like, shut up, I'm going to eat it anyways.
With the horse?
No, the fruit platter.
And then she transforms it into a horse, and you're like, shit. I think she's there to show you don't need a man for a household.
That's right.
You don't need a man to know how to fold pillowcases properly. There is a proper way.
I take them out of the dryer, put them on the pillows, and I sleep on them. No folding
anymore. You mean you only have one set?
Sure do.
Sure do.
Same.
Yeah. Until I run it promptly into the ground and replace them. Yeah.
But what about your other set of pillows?
What? I have three beds. I have three sets.
I currently have... 6 pillows on my bed.
Oh my god.
Yeah, I have 3. They get all washed together, put back on, good for another 3 weeks.
Well, 2 are decorative, 2 are to hug, 1 is to sleep on, and the other one is the one I bring on trips, and it's currently in my bedroom because I haven't put it in the living room where I usually keep it. But there are also decorative cushions on the floor. They just haven't been on the bed in years. Okay, months.
That was like a whole nursery rhyme. One is to hug, one is to...
Well, Vesta is certainly interested. We'll talk about the city, but let's just go back through those gods and say which is the hottest, which is the naughtest.
All right. My vote goes to Vesta. I love her.
Vesta's your hot?
Yes! I like the fact that it's so different, I really love it.
Can I have a hot boy and a hot gal?
Yeah.
Okay, hot gal Venus, hot boy Neptune, P. This
hot boy Neptune.
That sounds like an indie band from the early 2000s.
Asbestos bad.
Asbestos bad, yes.
Asbestos bad.
It is.
Neptune and Venus as well.
Who's your not?
Asbestos.
Mine is Apollo.
Yeah, I think Apollo is my least favorite.
You know, Artemis kind of looks like a Kim Possible.
You're right.
Definitely. In terms of personality, Athena. In terms of looks alone, Venus. And who do I hate? Apollo and Dionysus. I'm sorry, I don't like him. He's a slob. Yeah. I've dated slobs. It's not fun.
You're allowed. Yeah.
I like Neptune. I do like Venus, but I do like Hera as well, though. Mm-hmm. Mm. I think there's something cool and fun about that one.
I think she looks pretty cool, actually, in the accompanying picture on the last page, where you see it's Olympus, and you see a lot of the gods, and you see some of the gods that, you know, that have their own entries, like Hercules is there petitioning his dad Zeus, and then Ares is in the corner here. And next to Zeus is Hera, and she's like really has that posture where... Like that dick Hercules.
Like that sexy leg, this man.
What are these carpets, roads of sky, adorned with flowers? What is it?
God stuff.
I love it.
I like that he's drinking, though.
Ready to pass out.
So you see how Olympus is set up on that mountain, becomes a sort of
wine chalice.
Yeah.
I was about to say it's like kind of phallic.
It feels like a cork.
But why does it have little...
Probably because this is where humans can...
Like, normally there's a mountain here, but if you can pass through, this is like the interdimensional doorway.
So it
kind of looks like this from that vantage point.
The
little lines are actually really there.
You see, I thought it was footsteps.
Like
I thought
a force it was field. Hermes. And this is the map from the top.
That looks like a cell.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah. I have to say that the Garden of Athena really looks like thin... sliced ham.
I was like, it looks very like an organ.
Yeah, it's kind of brainy. Gross. I don't like it.
I feel like it's vulva-y.
Hall of Zeus. Hall of... Do they all have their own hall?
Yes, they all
have. I know that there's a stair of judgment. To me, that's any stairs. Every time I'm to the top, I'm like, damn, I'm out of shape.
Is arena like a root word of Aries? I never thought about that.
I don't think so.
Public bath. You know, fun time.
Oh,
public baths are something.
What is this tiny spring of Artemis? It's tiny. What is this?
What happens in the place of pain?
Pain.
Yeah, can gods like be that in pain?
Well, you gotta have discipline.
So that's the gym.
I feel like the passage to Hades is a. Should be better guarded. Because I accidentally fall into that.
It's just a well.
What? I mean, if there's a well, it's a wall.
The well is a wall. My head hurts.
But I like Hades. I want to go there.
I like him too. I find he's one of the most interesting.
Hades is not like the Disney version.
Not even,
no,
I
but
know.
My favorite Greek myth is Hades and Persephone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's
my favorite.
One. Yeah, it's a good one.
And like, I know he's not... Like, obviously, all in my graphic novel, they're not the same, but I have a few that are from Hades and...
Persephone.
Thank you. And he's just always pleasant. I know it's not a real depiction, but it's always pleasant.
A real depiction. Real people. Real Hades.
We'll see the Marvel version under P for Pluto.
For Pluto.
I thought it was like... Far.
Yes, it's a yes. Who puts on shows in the theater?
Apollo?
The Hall of Song,
Apollo
right next
one?
To it.
Apollo for One is a terrible
Oh
play.
My god, that's his one-man show. Apollo for One.
Yeah.
Oh no!
He breaks out his instrument, just like, this one goes. Gling, gling.
Two of my ladies are there.
What seriously happens on the Stair of Judgment?
Do they stare at you, or is it stairs?
It looks like stairs.
Oh, okay.
Is it that if you... And what's in the pantheon? Is it if you pass the Stairs of Judgment, you get to be in the pantheon?
Maybe it's just for trials. You
know? For trials. Yeah, for trials.
How do they decide who gets a hall and who doesn't?
I think they all get a hall.
Do they?
No, well, Athena has a garden.
Yeah, some characters have a different thing. Like Artemis has
a forest.
No,
Athena has a garden and a hall.
Oh, she has a hall too?
Yeah, it's archives.
There's also Hall of Aphrodite.
Which is Venus.
Venus does not get a hall.
Well, she's Aphrodite. She's the same person.
It's very confusing.
She's right next to the fountain, though.
I do appreciate that the abyss is written on
it. Where?
What's beyond the...
Everything around.
Everything the light touches, the rest is the abyss.
I'd go there.
In my head, there's just tables of food everywhere.
Of honey and grapes.
Honey and grapes.
I wish there was cheese, bread. Yeah, I mean, pool somewhere.
Okay, yeah, I would definitely go to this. This feels like it's like a really cool spa.
It's like everywhere. A resort for bougie people.
Yes.
So you're saying that Olympia, not hot. Olympus, hot?
Super hot.
Yeah, yeah. Olympia's deserted. Yeah. Almost.
And Olympus is
this
deserted.
Seems,
this is booming.
This feels like a theme park.
This feels like a good time. Except when the show starts, you have to run away.
And you're just like, oh, yeah. I had a business in the hall
of... I have to shower.
I left chicken in the oven.
You know what's great, though? It's because... The gods are totally attainable. They sleep with humans all the time.
That's true. So if you really wanted to sleep with a god, you probably could.
But, yeah.
Bad things tend to happen.
Use a condom.
Can condoms...
I don't want to think about that.
Like, God super sperm?
Yeah, God sperm. Do God sperm have like tiny like halos and stuff?
They glow.
They're already on, oh, so no, they can Lord punch the it.
Oh my God, they're punching out the sperm.
Other sperm. Well,
like, why is there sperm? Other sperm?
Each other. They're fighting.
Hey, I'm not
what
judging.
Is the situation?
It's a very busy vacation. We're like, they're punching the same sperm, but like...
I'm not going to judge anybody for their choices.
Oh, Dionysus, what have you done now?
I wish they had like tiny boxing gloves.
No, but what if you have like an orgy with some gods and all... Those
yeah, they're
all
like, shit, man.
You're right. Gods and orgies.
Well, what if that happens? You sell tickets. And it's the creator collab.
Oh, my God.
Yes! It's anyway. That's a pop culture reference for you.
I don't get it. She's got it. Yeah, baby, she's got it. Well, I'm your Venus. I'm your fire at your desire. Art credits. Nuklo by Tom Morgan. Odin by Walt Simonson. Olympia by Peter Gillis. Olympian Gods by Rudy Nebres. Olympus by Peter Gillis.
In 2011, the Irredeemable Shag and Aqua Rob Kelly teamed up to create the Fire and Water podcast. In 2016, they teamed up with Ryan Daly, The Franklins, and Siskoid to form the Fire and Water Podcast Network. A network built on teaming up needs a show about team-ups.
Marvel Team-Up.
Yes.
The Brave and the Bold?
You know it.
Marvel 2-in-1.
It's clobbering time.
DC Comics presents.
Of course.
Supervillain team up?
Good idea.
Youngblood X-Force?
Technically.
FW Team Up, only from the Fire and Water Podcast Network.
Female bag.
Woo!
Feedback on episode 83, Nimrod, Nitro, Nomad, Northstar, and Nova. Let's start with Nimrod. Robert Maloney says, "Ah, Nimrod, I fell in love with this character and design from the MX series of role-playing modules from TSR, aka Nightmares of Future Past, where he served as the campaign's terrifying final boss. Ever since then, I've been hunting down his back issued appearances for info on how to run him. Although considering this version of Nimrod was taken in by working class Latino family and got along with them as a dock worker, part of me wants to see a Marvel Voices story featuring him. Show how the Rodriguez family ultimately influenced the Ultimate Hunter's turn into a crime fighter."
That is so much more backstory than I expected.
Kurt Onstott offers a little history regarding Nimrod. As you mentioned, it came from the Bible as the name of a hunter. Bugs Bunny then used it sarcastically, referring to Elmer Fudd as the Nimrod, but because kids didn't get the reference, it got interpreted as meaning stupid and has been used that way ever since. And Jeff R. essentially said the same thing on a different forum. Chris Franklin always thought he looked like an escapee from a Chris Star comic. That means something to some people. Nitro, Chris Franklin asks, "Is this the guy Captain Mar-Vell contracted cancer from?" To which I answered yes and no. Mar-Vell had to defuse a gas bomb set by Nitro, and it's the gas that proved carcinogenic, not Nitro himself.
Oh.
But he is a little more important than maybe he looks here. You know? Another one of Nitro's greatest hits that I failed to mention was brought up by Dr. Ange. Nitro was the impetus for the comic book version of Civil War. The New Warriors chased him into Stamford, Connecticut, where he blew up the town. And as a result, heroes were felt to need training and registration. Eric brings even more knowledge. He says that since there was a question as to whether Nitro was old or just silver-haired, It seemed to depend on the artist. I get the impression that creator Jim Starlin intended for him to be a senior citizen, but drew him as jacked as his other characters. Note that the Ohatmu entry refers to him as a retired electrical engineer, suggesting he was already past retirement age when he was given his powers. His age was also used thematically in A New Mutant Story by Louise Simonson and Rob Liefeld, pitting Marvel's elderly villains, Nitro, the Vulture, and the Tinkerer, against the young heroes. Eric also looked at the old Marvel stories, and Nitro was definitely drawn to look like an old man from the start. He says, I think that Hoagmu Image might be the youngest, most handsome he's ever looked. Another oddity is Nitro's first appearance. In that issue, Jim Starlin drew him with a severe curvature of the spine. It wasn't just a quirk of Starlin's drawing style, because the dialogue also had a guard at the military base refer to Nitro as a hunchback. After that first appearance, Nitro was never depicted that way again. I suppose we could no-prize it by speculating that Nitro quickly realized that if he could reform his body from his constituent atoms, he could reassemble himself with a straightened spine. Nomad. Mike W. says, I assume you're going to show them the updated Nomad look from the 90s, where he looks like he's auditioning for a Winger video. I haven't read many of these stories, but I guess you could say he was kind of a dick at the time, and he did carry a sawed-off shotgun everywhere he went. But the writer also tried to put some depth in the stories with topical stuff like drugs and AIDS. Chris Franklin says, the MCU kinda did the Nomad storyline with Cap's appearance and Man Without a Country status in Infinity War. Another bit of information, he got those little shields from T'Challa. Wakandan.
Yes.
Flashback from Mike Dynas says, little Mikey was on summer vacation with my family and booked into a hotel, the Prestige Vernon Lodge and Conference Center in Vernon, BC. Check out the palm trees. I went into the pool by myself but started to get bullied by two older kids. In steps my mom from across the pool to stop the bullies. After I got out, to placate me, my mom bought me a copy of Captain America 282, that first appearance of Jack Monroe's Nomad. And that's why I have a soft spot for this entry. Though that diminished a little bit in the 90s Nomad. That 90s costume checked every bad boy stereotype. And because Nomad matched yours, Brian Linton said, I decided to take up the unspoken challenge of finding a Marvel superhero whose costume matched my high school colors. Black and orange.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Perhaps I'm missing something obvious, but the only one that comes to mind is Tigra.
Okay.
And I didn't think of anything better.
Did he go to, like, a Halloween school?
Yes.
Maybe tigers? Speaking of the costume, Eric says, regarding Nomad's mini cape. That design may be due to a classic moment in the original storyline where Steve Rogers became the first Nomad. While designing this new costume, Steve gave himself a full-length cape. And in his first outing against the Viper and her Serpent Squad, he tripped on the cape, giving them the opportunity to escape. And this was years before Edna Mode.
Love a good Edna Mode.
North Star's next. Ange loved that chat about Quebec politics. He says, everything I know about Quebec isolationists, I learned from Plastique. Mike Dynas says, I love Alpha Flight and all the different teammates, but having Northstar being the jerk of the group and Aurora to a lesser extent really colored my idea of what French Canadians were like.
Quebecers. There's a difference.
Yes.
Luckily, Siskoid and the Hot Squad have changed my mind.
Thank you. I mean, you were right about Quebec.
Lizanne Oswald says Northstar has pretty much become a gay icon of late, and that is cool. The costume is a bit generic, but it works. I'm not sure how he keeps his identity secret since he doesn't wear a mask and is a famous skier. And yeah, comic books have terrible accents. As someone from Louisiana, I feel French Canadians' pain on this one. Gambit.
He does wear a mask when he skis.
It's superhero magic. We just don't recognize them.
A ski mask.
And he's also super speed, so... And you just vibrate your face.
Imagine that's what you needed to do to activate your powers. Just go, I'll save you!
Well, you know what? That's kind of what a Teen Wolf does when he changes. There's kind of like a...
And that's how Whitey don't know it's Michael J. Fox. Nova, Mike W. liked the discussion about Galactus' eating habits. Didn't he eventually devour the Skrull homeworld and throw their empire into chaos? Chris Franklin likes her Herald look and says, it's a shame her Human Torch-like design was so underutilized. It's really striking.
This one. Yeah, it really is.
Yeah, it's good.
And Baron Bites wonders where the original Nova, Richard Rider, got to. The one that was part of the Nova Corps. Did we skip him? Well, he's inactive at this point, so he's under R for Ryder, comma, Richard. And a miscellaneous comment from Mike Dynas. He says, thank you for answering all my double-sided tape questions.
Oh, there are more, right?
Do you mind answering a couple more?
Oh, sure. God.
Yeah.
Is it only for breasts?
No.
Of course not.
It's to keep fabric in place.
I use it for every seam if I'm doing a show.
Right. So that
like
doesn't open up.
Arms, legs, belly if needed, super cleavage. Like, it's a lot on the cleavage. Yeah.
Only for women?
No. For any use.
What could a man use double-sided tape for?
For crafts? I use it for crafts.
If you wear
I think he means for costuming.
No, but like for shirts, if you wanted to stay in place, it would be the same purpose.
Practically, I'm pretty sure that any figure skater, you know, it's really skin tight and sometimes they have slits. So I'm pretty sure that so it doesn't blow in the wind, it is taped to the
body. And you don't want it to lose its shape when you bend.
Yeah, exactly.
Or like something gets caught.
Even if you're like wearing, like if you're going to an event and you're wearing a shirt that has a tendency to sort of like slide to one side or something.
Yeah, you could just
and
like,
reveal your third nipple.
Yeah.
You want the tape.
Yeah. And maybe you want something really low cut, but that will show your nipples.
Saturday Night Fever?
Yeah.
Why would they make, this is the last question, why would they make such an uncomfortable product to go into very sensitive areas?
It's not that uncomfortable.
I mean, have you heard of high heels?
Have you heard of a bra?
Yeah, honestly, I think it's just the best solution for that specific issue
there are
that we
other
currently
options.
Have.
Glue options.
Yeah, but it's not as efficient.
Does it? How much does it hurt? I have never really
worried. It doesn't hurt, honestly. It's
like a band-aid.
Have you waxed? Yeah. That's worse. Yeah, it's like even less than a band-aid. You sweat for 20 minutes. It's done.
And
if
sweat,
you sweat, it just peels
it
off.
Peels off.
Yeah, so you need to have good quality because some of them will just fall off at the touch of water.
Yeah.
And of course,
some
it's tape, so obviously you will sweat under it.
I need to figure this shit out for my wedding.
Have you met Jose?
Yes, I know. You're going to have to tape my boobs.
Yay. I've dreamed of this day for years.
I used packing tape once. I used packing tape too before I
like
used.
Like the clear tape?
Yeah. The one that. That
goes.
Yeah.
And there are a lot of products right now that exist that's supposed to be supporting your boob without a bra, and they're basically made of reusable glue, but that doesn't work.
Oh, you mean like the cups that are...
Yeah, the cups that you put there and you put on top of your nipple, and then you lift the boob and you stick it up there, but...
I feel like it would just be like, you know, you watch them and...
Yeah, often also it just sort of like folds your boob.
Yes, your boob ends up folding like that.
All right, Mike.
Anyway.
Mike, I've had more information than I ever need on this subject, so let's just say you don't have any more questions.
Come back next Tuesday on It's a New Podcast About Tape.
Oh, okay. Well, before we go, we have to mention the Fire and Water Podcast Network Patreon page at patreon.com/FWPodcast. If you like our content, please think about making a one-time or a monthly donation, the amount of which will allow you to unlock rewards like getting on our hot list and getting the girls to throw a custom-in, a custom-in, a custom-in, which is a custom compliment at you. So, gods is kind of the...
You would be the god of...
Okay,
blank.
All right.
Oh, no.
Mike Dynas.
That's almost Dionysus.
Mike Dionysus.
Raising a glass to you.
That's good.
I'd like to party with you.
You would be the god of responsible drinking.
That's nice. What about Eric?
Have you been in a pool?
What?
Have you ever held a fork like those Triton things?
Well, I was going to say, because it's Prince Eric, right? Who wears Ariel.
But it's not a compliment, though.
So, like, yeah, no, that's not a compliment.
You're watery.
You're like a Prince Charming.
Sure, yeah.
Gene Hendricks, we got to go north for that one.
God of knowledge.
Oh, that's a good one.
Truly. God of Norse-lidge.
No, he's just generally smart.
Just knowledge in general of everything and everything.
Yes.
Like, I'm sure surely he knows what double-sided tape is.
I was going the same way.
And Miss Unuk.
God of love for Amélie.
Ah.
Et voilà.
Next episode, we finish this issue.
What?
More Canadian content.
Oh.
Say goodbye.
Jesus, I'm so excited.
You can leave us on all these cliffhangers.
I'm going to forget tomorrow.
We love you.
How many pages?
A lot.
Oh no.
Fuck.
Hephaestus.
Okay, wait, hold on. I have to blow my nose.
But Hephaestus.
Hephaestus. But what about Hephaestus?
No, it's vraiment...
I don't care about Hephaestus.
Hephaestus?
He looks like a dude. There you go.
Hephaestus kind of sounds like a sound that you would make when sneezing.
Yeah. Hephaestus!
Yeah.
All right, stand by for feedback.
You were good. You were good. You were all right.
I wasn't here.